your storm sewer, somebody should be charged for it.
I see you're a Scrooge.
I'm a libertarian. I'm sorry. If I don't use a city service, I don't want to pay for it.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
You know we're not up on
Blanca
or Facebook.
Something that we are dependent upon. And we were not prepared because we had dumbed down our electorate and our civilization so much, especially here in the United States, that they're not able to handle massive intelligence and be able to discern what's coming at them. And right now, it is actually crippling us as a nation. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Things are out of control.
Think about it. Ignorance and social media, the two of them together, the merging of them, is insane.
Well, I saw a thing the other night. 72% of Americans don't believe any media.
You shouldn't, but you can't. But they do believe because your subconscious mind is more is stronger and bigger than your conscious mind. It's more powerful. And so some things go in the back of your head subconsciously. It's like the song that gets in your head that you hate, but you don't know why. You know all the words to it.
You mean you can see Russia from your front door?
Correct. And people still believe that they saw a picture with Mike Brown's hands up. And we allow these devices to babysit our children.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not training them how to think on their own. And what's happening, even with our election system, we're blaming Russia for stuff that we're doing. All we did was not think about what we were reading.
I saw something the other day, something like 60% of Democrats think Russia actually tampered with vote counts.
That's what I mean.
And it did not happen. The only thing the Russians did, and it wasn't even the Russian government, there's no proof that it's the Russian government, is they did false Facebook posts.
Again,
they spent, I don't know what they say,
$3,500.
Something like that. Yeah, no, it was no money.
Nothing. Not when you have a $1 billion campaign.
And I can't think of anything that I saw that would change my mind on how I was going to vote.
So, but there are a lot of things. I mean, electioneering was going on, and people were doing a lot of things locally. The Democrats were doing it. The Republicans were doing it. It was happening just campaign-wise. Just people who knew about doing it, who had a candidate that didn't want the other one to win.
Right.
The problem that I have is people don't know that these things are happening to them.
Well, they're
ongoing.
Yeah, there's I did an editorial about Social Security here on our Tracy and Friends Facebook page, and I got into a discussion, so I started digging in deep, and I bet you the majority of our listening audience doesn't know that once all the bonds that were issued are spent, then Social Security is under no legal obligation to pay anybody a dime above what's taken in FICA taxes.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's in the law. So they're claiming in 2043 that all the bonds that they issued.
Right.
So after 2043, whatever they pull in a year is all they're going to be allowed to issue back to the people. And when in the 40s you had 40 people working for everyone on Social Security, now you're down to 2.8.
I am, but the problem that you're talking about, Six, you know what it sounds like?
Yeah, people don't want to believe that their government would shaft them like that.
No, you're missing it. They can't hear you. Translation. People have been dumbed down so much by what you just said. People do not understand
what's true.
Going on.
I said.
I found out the other day, and this is bothering me, and I will probably be preaching them on this until I can build a house in Youngstown, Ohio, from a fresh start. I found out you cannot fresh start a home in Youngstown, Ohio, and get privately and get it bank financed.
Why not?
Because it'll cost more to build the house than they can make on it when they try to sell it.
So I can't buy a dilapidated house and knock it down and build a new house.
You can, yes, you can, but you can't get it financed through a bank.
Permits? What? Where's the cost at? In the permits, permissions?
The paint. They're just being able to afford to construct the house. The cost of the house, to build the house, will cost more than they can actually sell the house for.
Oh, because of the property values in Youngstown.
Because of the property values
all right.
in Youngstown.
So we're not talking redlining here. We're talking about honest-to-God figures.
Just numbers.
Okay.
And with that said, because of that, the only houses that you have that are fresh starts are government-subsidized housing.
Habitat for Humanity.
Which not necessarily Habitat, but there are other agencies that are doing stuff out there which make it to now you have to where you are breeding poverty.
Well,
because if you're not buying a private commercial loan for your home and it's subsidized, that means you have to meet income requirements. No one understands what that means.
Well, I've said for a long time the zero down home mortgage ruined all the inexpensive neighborhoods, and it ruined the communities where the starter homes used to be.
Yes.
Because if I've got a young family and I don't have to put 20% down, I can go out to Austintown, I can go out to Canfield, I can go wherever. I don't have to take one of these inexpensive neighborhoods in Youngstown where I can buy a house for $80,000 and put down 15,000, I guess. I can't do the math in my head that fast. Because I can go out there and I can buy a $150,000 house with no money down.
But that's not what it is. What it is the economic infrastructure of the city. Remember, people don't want to live in the city. First it was crime, then it was drugs, then it's jobs, now it's quality of life.
But the neighborhoods of the city are different than living in the city. I pass through a lot of neighborhoods in Youngstown.
Right.
I pass through a lot of neighborhoods that are not a whole lot different than living in the burbs as far as the way the houses are placed.
But again, no one's coming back in to live in the city. People are all exiting. And their exit and the wealth, because remember, we are below the poverty threshold.
What is the average income in Youngstown City?
$24,000 a year.
It's $12 an hour.
And you got to realize the property taxes of just two wards cover the whole city's budget.
Oh, well,
they're so out of line.
Right.
And let me say this, and I'm going to take a break. When I come back before before I go into this in depth, I'm finding out that people are running for office. And they haven't even done the due diligence of finding out what the job is and who's done the job before and who those people are. How in the world do you go into an office and you not know where you're going? That's like getting into a car and not having gas in the tank and say, if I sit here long enough, it'll go somewhere.
Well,
and I'm going to try to get my neighbors to get on the back of the truck and go with me.
That depends who you have, quote unquote, advising you.
But I'm just, even a school board. Whether it be school board, whether it be city council.
I understand.
No matter
that,
what it is. And right now, when you have a brain trust that is exited, who's going to do what?
Well, I just posted a video on our Tracy and Friends Facebook page about AOC and who's the driving force behind her.
Here we go again. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Give me a call at 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. I got a clock, but I left it in the car.
You all right? You have a hot flash?
Yes, I am. And I'm very hot. And this is not funny.
I'm married to a postmenopausal woman. I understand
that. I'm very hot. Ooh. And I think the heat is on.
That's a song by the Pointer Sisters.
I'm hot. It's off. I got it on. I got the air on.
You got the air on?
I got the air on. I think I got the air on. I'm hot.
It's all hot, though. It's not that warm in here, really.
Says you. What do you know?
Well. Oh, I'd have never thought that the whole city, the property values were that low in the whole city.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That is so disappointing to me.
Yeah.
And we've got to do something about it. That's not good.
No, it's not. Well, I know the answer, but nobody like it, what they're doing in Detroit.
What's that?
They're buying out the few remnants that are hanging around. They're bulldozing entire blocks.
They're doing that here.
And they're reallocating the size of the lots, and they're doing
them. The problem is, they're gentrifying here. We haven't just looked at it. They are. The problem is, right now, those of us that are left behind are screwed.
Well, and it's been happening for a long time. I didn't know it. There was a vibrant Canton. There was a vibrant black neighborhood right there where they put Route 30 through. They took it all for eminent domain to put Route 30 through.
Yeah.
And put all those people in public housing and just destroyed their lives. Moved them half a mile up the hill into public housing. And they just destroyed the community. My cousin delivers mail over there, and she's scared to death to go over there.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, and I'm on in studio with Stick Lloyd Burt. I'm Tracy Winbush, and we want to thank Wendell World of Youngstown for being one of our sponsors. And you can call them at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. Tell them that Tracy sent you. They are a great group of people. I can't wait to bring Fred Moran in here to talk to you about replacement windows. You know, people think that it's kind of boring, Sticks, to talk about stuff like that. I think I'm almost like, what's it called? What was his name? The Tool Man?
Tim the Tool Man, Taylor.
Tim the Tool Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like talking about, every now and then, having a break in conversation and talking about why would you get replacement windows? I mean, you have to think, if nobody
breaks
your
window.
Well,
because you don't like drafty windows. And you know, when a wind blows hard and then you hear them rattling,
Hear them rattling.
That's a bad thing. You know, it was amazing. In the old farmhouse, what we had, I put new windows in that house, and it was amazing the sound deadening.
Really?
And there wasn't an ounce of insulation in the walls. It was just amazing how much sound deadening it was by putting windows in there over the old single-hung, single-pane, 100-year-old glass. Oh, absolutely.
And let me say this. We're going to have to start teaching people ownership. Just because you can pay the mortgage doesn't mean you can afford the home.
Right.
And if you don't know what to do with a home, because remember, we're not teaching people how to maintain a home.
Mm-hmm.
We're not teaching people how to go into home ownership and handle, because home ownership is a huge responsibility.
All of that stuff used to be handed down from father to son. You know, nobody ever thought about it. And now there's no more fathers in the home, so who's teaching anybody how to do anything? I mean, this is embarrassing, not for me, but for somebody else. My daughter, when she was in college,
mm-hmm.
had to show a young man how to change a tire in the parking lot of the dormitory. Had no idea.
We need to have
19-year-old college young man did not know how to change a tire.
I'll bet you, Sticks, we keep on saying this. It's getting warmer outside. Let's go on the street one day with a video cam and a headset, and let's actually start going around and see what people can do.
I think that would be fun.
Can we find a sponsor that will give us $100 we can give out gift cards to some of the restaurants around here?
Yeah.
And if a person can change a tire, we'll
check the oil.
Yeah.
Show me where the antifreeze is at.
Yeah. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Showing pictures of, tell me who this is.
Yeah.
Who's the president? Who's the vice president? What do they do?
Yep. I think we need to do that because I
show a picture of the mayor and say, who is this?
I don't know who the mayor is, but I don't live in the town either, so.
You come down here every week. What do you mean you don't know?
I don't live in town, so I don't get to vote for the mayor.
So your point is?
Hey, what do you think about Mike DeWine's proposed gasoline tax?
I think it's he asked too low, and secondly, he should have gone up higher, but we have to do it.
Now, how much is it? I thought it was 18, and
it
I heard
18,
this morning was 24.
It was 8. I think he asked
cents, not percent.
18 cents. They cut it down to 10, but he should have asked for 48 and let him cut it down. He should have asked for 40 and let him cut it down to 20. Because remember, the 18 was only to maintain. The 18 was not to make them better.
Yeah, and speaking from a libertarian viewpoint, if you're going to cut income taxes, you're going to have to raise user fees. That's just the way it is.
This is not income tax.
What I'm saying. Kasich, as much as he went off the deep end and he's making me crazy, did cut income taxes. And if you're going to cut income tax and you still want to have services, you've got to pay for them somehow. And the best way I think to pay for those services is for the people who benefit from those services should have to pay for them.
The problem.
You want roads? You got to buy gasoline.
But that's not the problem.
The problem
is the way that we finance our roads is through a gas tax.
Right.
So general fund doesn't help. Could you remember, you follow me? So we fund all of our roads and infrastructure through gas tax. We have more electric cars, we have more hybrid cars, and we have more fuel efficient cars. So people are using less gasoline, which means less taxes going into the tax revenues going into the coffers, which is causing people to have to make our budgets low. So now they and remember, everything is going I don't know who said this, but everything's going up.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing's coming down.
Right.
And we're going to have to find better ways to do some things.
And now they're pushing for electric cars, so now they don't use gasoline.
That's correct.
But there's got to be a way to put a meter on the charging station.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You can put a meter on a charging station.
How are you going to put a meter on electric? Come on now.
You got electric meter on your house.
We do not need another meter on a charging station. That's like an electric bill.
There needs to be a tax meter on electric charging devices.
I thought you were tax guy.
No, I'm a user fee tax guy. I don't believe in income tax in any way, shape, or form. I think it's theft. But the people that use things need to pay for them. And for example, I think that the real estate owners should foot the bill for fire and police, because real estate owners benefit the most from fire and police protection.
You know, you're a firearm. You got a firearm on you. I'm bigger than you. You can't talk like that.
Why not? That's what I believe. I would have if I was king for a day, I would repeal the income tax.
I disagree. Going back to AOC.
Yeah.
Who's behind that mass man?
Well, the Young Turks.
So the Young Turks are behind you?
No. They're not behind me.
They got to be behind you.
No. There's nobody behind me.
You want me to have more gasoline tax, and you tell me the Young Turks are not behind you? You socialist.
That's not socialism. That's user fee. That's the opposite of socialism. If you use a service from the government, you should have to pay for it.
But electricity is not from the government.
But if your car is using electricity to drive on the road, then you have to pay for using the road. So we can either raise registration fees.
They're doing that anyhow.
We can raise not at the state level. That's the counties, states, the counties, municipalities. Have been raising. Trust me, I buy five license plates a year. I know all about this.
If the government would start running more efficiently, you wouldn't mind paying. But right now, we're still.
Did you? Did you hear about the woman that I think it was a lady that got the ticket for going left of center to miss the pothole in Canton?
No.
Yeah.
She got a ticket?
Yeah, she went left of center to miss a huge pothole, and a police officer saw her and gave her a ticket. It was overturned. She took it to court.
But what I'm saying, Sticks, is listen to this. We have problems. We don't hold people accountable. We have people in office that are running that don't. If you don't know what's going in front of you, can't read the numbers, and we're not paying attention. That goes from school board all the way up to president.
We got congressmen that don't read the bills.
1,800 pages.
Well, it shouldn't be. How many pages is the Constitution of the United States? 12.
How many people have read it? How many times? Are you are you one of those once a year?
No, I don't do one, I don't do it once a year. I read Screwtape Letters once a year.
Why do you read Screwtape Letters once a year?
Because it repositions me. It recenters my spiritual thinking. You ever read Screwtape Letters?
You bought me the book. No.
You need to read it.
Who has time for reading?
I have it on. I have it on CD. I have it on CD. If you want to put it in your car and play it.
That's right. I got it on Audible. But
okay.
Listen to the. Who named the book Screwtape?
It's C.S. Lewis, and it's about a demon named. What?
Josh Fisher said, "Don't you mess with C.H. Lewis."
C.S. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis. Who? You can't do. Why can't I mess with him?
C.S. Lewis is awesome.
What makes C.S. Lewis awesome? Most people don't even know who that is.
The Chronicles of Narnia?
They know who the movie is, but they don't know what C.S. Lewis is.
Oh, well.
He did Mere Christianity, but nobody knows who he is. What makes him so great?
Because he was an atheist that became a Christian, and he brought that point of view into all of his writings to make you understand why Christianity is real, why God is real. But Screwtape Letters is really good because it takes a senior demon talking to his nephew, and he's explaining to his nephew how to trap somebody into hell who thinks he's a Christian.
It sounds like more of a book I want to listen to than want to read. I'll check it out.
It is. It's really good. I read it once a year. It's an easy read. It takes a couple of evenings.
Outwitting the Devil with Napoleon Hill.
Yeah, it's like that, only that Outwitting the Devil is more of a secular type of thing.
Right, and this is more of a spiritual
This is absolutely spiritual. It's a little hard to get wrapped around when you read it because they speak of Satan as our father.
Who?
And they seek a... because they're demons. They're demons. The demons speak of Satan as our father, and they speak of God as the enemy, which if you're looking at it from Satan's perspective, that's how it would be. So you got to get your head wrapped around that to understand what's going on here. But it will definitely challenge your outlook and your outlook on your Christian walk, because it makes you self-examine.
So does that mean that we need to tie in a book club?
Oh, absolutely. Show? I think we need a Tracy and Friends book club. Book of the month.
We're going to do a book of the month?
Yeah.
See if we can get the author at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
No, we can't do that because
Napoleon Hill's dead.
I think C.S. Lewis is.
All the good authors are dead. C.S. Lewis, Napoleon Hill.
Nobody else is dead. Now you don't know anybody else.
Edward Griffin, I think, is dead.
Earl Nightingale is dead.
Yeah, so, you know.
So is Zig Ziglar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big motivational. But you know who I have? I'm all into Miles Monroe.
I'll have to look into it. I don't know.
I'm actually listening to him every morning with my devotion as I'm getting dressed. And Miles Monroe is saying some profound things about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven and where we are in the landscape of America today. We really need to start looking at the kingdom of God and what God was actually saying in his word, because that's the only thing that's going to govern us and get us out of what we're in.
Well, there's, you know, it says in the end times they will worship the created and not the creator. And I just read this morning one of the same senators that voted against infanticide in the United States Senate, I can't remember his name, just put forth a bill that would prevent you from killing kittens after they've been used for euthanizing kittens, because it's cruel after they've been used for medical testing. So it's okay to kill an infant human being on a botched abortion, but it's not okay to kill a cat.
The misalignment goes back to what I said. When social media and ignorance collide, you get what we have now, which is total stupidity.
Oh, yeah, I believe.
When you have social media and ignorance, when they collide, you cannot tell me that is the most – that's technology – that's just stupid.
Well, there are places in this country where you get a worse prison sentence for dogfighting than you will rape.
I believe that.
Now, I'm sorry.
And I love my puppy, but don't get me wrong. But when you,
animals, human beings are more valuable than animals. I'm sorry if I offend anybody.
But we should have known something was wrong when they allowed someone to leave their estate to their dog. We should have known we were on a slippery slope then. I want to bring this up really quick because we only have about 40 more minutes before we, or about 15 minutes before we're done for the day. President Trump, he's pressuring General Mills to save Ohio,
mm-hmm.
or Lordstown plant. And he is bringing up Youngstown and Lordstown, and he's saying they're going to resolve their issues, and by September, October, there's going to be somebody in there.
Well,
what are you thinking? Everybody thinks he's nuts. Now it's one thing to campaign on something. It's another thing, but now don't get me wrong. I'm a Trumpster, but my question is, does he know that we don't know?
Well,
because right now he's getting hammered for saying that they're going to save that Ohio plant and Lordstown's going to have jobs.
Well,
hey, that's Arno. Arno Hill. He's on Fox News, big head and all.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
With a backdrop of somebody that's not Youngstown.
And Cleveland.
Oh, that's Cleveland?
That's Cleveland. But our good friend Larry Long told me at our reception here that he's heard it through the grapevine that this was all done because Lordstown has the most restrictive local contract of any of the GM plants.
That's correct.
And it's being used to liberalize that contract. And if you listen to the head of union out there when he was on TV, he said the plant's not for sale, and we're going to discuss this at contract negotiations. You know, you told me that Elon Musk said he wanted to put Tesla out there, and they said we're not.
We're organizing when we come.
Yeah, we're going to. It's going to be a union shop, or it ain't going
to
be.
Gotta take a break. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My calling number is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. I am going to make sure that clock, when we go to break, that they're hard. So take a look up there. And that clock is pretty much on. And I've got another one in the car that has
a
second hand.
That's 52.
Huh?
That's just 48. We're 4 minutes early.
We'll work on that. But I need to have hard breaks.
Okay.
So so I'm just gonna go out.
All right.
And I'm gonna try to stop saying.
You're right.
I'm going to a break.
That's fine, but
no, I'm just saying
48 or 52.
You missed my point.
Okay.
Hard breaks.
Right.
So I gotta find something that I can throw on the wall. That you guys will know that I need to head into a break in 30 seconds because you guys right now cannot hear Josh in my ear.
Boy, aren't you going to be pissed if you're one of them 700 families that moved and they open that place back up?
Huh?
Aren't you going to be pissed if you're one of them 700 families that moved and they open that place back up in 6 months?
Yeah, I'd be a little upset.
Because you could have went on for 6 months, kept your house, and just kind of sit still?
Mm. I wouldn't want to be on unemployment.
Oh,
my.
Unemployment's great.
It's not.
Oh, I love unemployment.
I got
a buddy made himself a millionaire on unemployment.
Oh, no.
You know what he'd do? They had voluntary layoff. So he would go buy a house to rehab, go on voluntary layoff to unemployment, rehab the house, then dump the house, then sell the house and go back to work. He's got 21 houses right now.
Wow.
Davey. What's the date for Sheriff Clark in Cleveland?
April 30th.
April 30th. What day of the week is that?
Tuesday.
So who's going to do this?
You are.
Okay.
I don't know. We might do it live there.
Okay. That's fine.
From the lunch, from Cleveland.
That'd be good.
Because we can do that.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll go up there. Can I bring Davey with me?
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. 516-595-8258. We are up and live. I've got Sticks in the studio with me. And I'm elated to see the president and everyone from the Mahoning Valley talking about Lordstown. But I will say this. We need to change our thinking.
We're our own worst enemies.
Ignorance will kill you. And we need to have a plan.
You go down to Charleston, South Carolina, there are cranes everywhere. They're building car plants. They're building airplane plants. They're building everything down there.
We need to build Youngstown, those of us that live here. Because if I was a billionaire, I would buy it.
I get the feeling.
I would do the same thing that the guy did in Easton, I would have one of the biggest, baddest malls. Of nothing, I mean, I would do some amazing things. Youngstown is so centrally located to everything. I would make this a destination that you could not imagine, because that's what we were.
Well, I heard this morning there was another guy, a car dealer from Cleveland, that was going to start an Uber, but he was going to own all the company would own all the cars.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to GM and said, listen, I'll buy every cruise that you produce. And they said, now we're shutting it anyways.
But that's not enough. That's still not enough. Even if he would buy a whole fleet of cruises, if he bought every cruise that you can produce, it wouldn't be enough.
If he buys everything, comes off that assembly
line. Can't do it. Not enough. You got to understand how many cars come off that assembly line, how much money that would be, and how many people he could not put in cars to actually drive them for his company. The idea is a novel idea, but not enough. Because General Motors is doing best for what General Motors can do, because the problem with General Motors is they had too many SKUs.
It's
like a grocery store.
Yeah.
Right now, going to the grocery store, trying to find some things can get sketchy, especially if you have little niches of things that you used to have and that you like.
Shears potato chips.
Right. You can find them in different places, but they're not everywhere like they used to be. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So we have to realize when – with like General Motors, we need to be able to find a company that maybe can go out there like Mark's company,
mm-hmm.
or some other companies that can go in there, or like a Tesla. But well, organization, collective bargaining doesn't have to be union. Bargaining can negotiate and say, when you come in, are you going to do this, this, and this for my employees or for the people that work for you? And make them sign an agreement that they're going to treat their employees right, because I don't want to see anyone treated wrong. But I do not want to see companies coming in there and saying that all of their representatives have to have Tesla top-of-the-line cars because they're in the union.
Well, I feel like there are a lot of people in leadership, in government, local government, and the unions, that their beds are already feathered. So in order to keep their stature and position, they would rather have 100% of nothing than 20% of something
for the
neighborhood.
A lot, but again, they're not thinking about the neighbor. The last person that thought about the people in the neighborhood was the people that sang the song. Remember? These are the people in the neighborhood.
Oh.
In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. You are the people. Those are the last people
going to accept the mantle of leadership, then it is your obligation to care about those people.
It's my obligation for me to hold you accountable for what I put you in.
That's
but if
true
I
too.
Do not hold you accountable, you will run amok. And what's happening to our system is we are not holding anyone accountable for anything, and everybody is nuts. Everyone is ignorant, because social media has dumbed everybody down and exposed just how stupid we are.
What's that look like?
What?
A muck. What's a muck?
I don't know. My mama said it.
Okay. I understand what
run
you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
Muck?
I don't know. I've never seen a muck. I went snipe hunting once. When my uncles and my grandfather took me snipe hunting.
What is a snipe?
You've never went snipe hunting?
What is a snipe?
Well, it's usually done to young men about 12, 13 years old. Their grandfathers or their fathers or their uncles take them out in the woods and give them a bag. And they say, now here, listen, we're all going to go, and you sit right here, and we're going to chase the snipes to you. And when the snipes come, you catch them in the bag. And then they leave you sit there all night.
Snipe? Don't mess with me.
I'm not.
A cantaloupe or antelope?
No, it's like a unicorn. It's like taking sort of unicorn hunting.
That's like the little lope that you brought me back from the...
Yeah, the jackalope.
Why do you mess with me? Because I'm so easy.
I just thought that was something that everybody knew, made up thing, a jackalope. It's really cute.
Hubbard, Youngstown, Mahoning Valley. What makes you think I know what a jack is a lope? Speaking of which, we only got a few more minutes before the day is out, but everybody's running for president on the other side.
Yep.
Everybody's raising a lot of money on the other side.
Yeah, Beto's $6 million in 24 hours. Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Is Robert, you know, Robert Francis?
Yeah.
He reminds me of Pollock. What's it called? House of Cards.
Oh, okay. I've never watched House of Cards.
Well, no. Kevin Spacey.
Okay.
House of Cards.
He looks to
John
me.
John Francis. You have to watch the show
okay.
and see how corrupt that person is and say, well, Beto is now John Francis.
Well,
I like that.
Robert Francis O'Rourke, just to look at him, he looks phony to me. I mean, it's just everything about him is phony.
You
and
can't go
and
by
how come?
Look.
No. His actions, his tone of voice is just his. Just he just seems phony to me.
Are they talking about expanding the Supreme Court?
Oh, that's Cory Booker's idea. He wants to expand it to 15, and he wants term limits for justices, and I don't know what else he wants, but he thinks every president should get 3 picks for the Supreme Court. It was tried under FDR. They wanted to put 12 people on the court, and it was shot down. These people have lost their minds. We've got another state, I forget which one, that wants to do away with the will of the people in their state and go with whatever the popular vote is for the president instead of giving their electoral votes to whoever wins their state.
But they do that. That's going to happen anyhow. You can't your electoral you really can't change. You have to understand. I keep on telling people that you really can't change your electoral vote when you're part of the electoral college because you were recruited by that campaign, and only the people who you recruited actually go. So that's like me sending you to go down the street to buy me a soda, and then you coming back and saying I changed my mind.
Well, then how does that work for the? How does that work for the states that apportion it? You know, say 60-40. Say
there's no proportion except for I think one or two states
right.
that have proportion, but the rest of them they are straight in, winner take all.
And these states are trying to enact laws that says we're going to wait till a popular vote comes in, and whoever gets the popular vote will send those electors.
But again, that's what happens when ignorance and social media collide, because social media, that digital technology, the information is overwhelming. There's so much out there that you're trying to absorb so fast, and it's changing so quick, subconsciously as well as consciously, plus everything else around you.
Oh, yeah.
Then you also have, with that, you've got ignorance, because ignorance comes when you don't know how to discern information that comes into your psyche. And right now, people have no idea what in the world is going on around them, and they can't process all the information, and they are totally insane. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you, Wendell World, for being one of ours, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Josh.